Hello, Namaste, welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, Keshav, what's up? Welcome back.
Hey, Hussein, what's up? How's it going?
Good, good. So far, so good. Now, nothing else to talk about, no? Intro-wise, I think...
Because I think the biggest thing happening in the country... There's only two festivals in the calendar right now.
Yes, yes. So
now there is either IPL or elections.
Elections, yeah.
Part of our festive calendar.
Yes.
And both, if you see, I don't want to get so political so early in the show, but both, if you see, are coming from one household.
Yeah, well put.
BCCI is also there. Election is also there.
So it's, yeah, but it is, what else can you do other than laugh at it? No?
Yeah, yeah.
But Keshav, you know, it is a heavy topic.
It is a heavy topic.
We have decided to tackle.
Yeah. It's not part of our... It's not usually our remit. We don't look at ourselves as change makers or commentators or, you know, we're not... From time to time, we show a mirror to society. But here, I don't think we could have done 3 months of whatever election season without commenting on this or without doing this story.
Yeah, well put. Yeah, so good find, Keshav. We actually struggled to look for other topics, but we couldn't find any, which is when we decided, okay, and Keshav, you saw the VVPAT. So that is the...
Yeah, the sound term. Once you say it, it'll keep ringing in your head.
Yeah, it's quite catchy, VVPAT.
It is catchy. I find myself saying it when I'm alone.
I'm imagining you suddenly waking up from your sleep like VVPAT. So that is probably what the Supreme Court is also doing. Yeah,
yes.
Suddenly waking up. So now the headline reads, Supreme Court asks if voters can get VVPAT slip. Poll body flags big risk. Yeah, now it is quite an article. So we'll have to take the time to lay the land. Yeah. So let's jump in now. Yeah. There has to be sanctity in the electoral process, the Supreme Court told the Election Commission of India today, asking the poll body to explain in detail the steps followed to ensure free and fair polls. This is an electoral process. There has to be sanctity. Let nobody have apprehension that something which is expected is not being done. The bench of Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justice Deepankar Datta said. And also to just put a timestamp on this, this is April 18th. Yeah, the article is from the 18th of April.
And the story goes back maybe even one election or maybe even two elections.
Yes. Now, the court is hearing petitions seeking cross-verification of votes cast on electronic voting machines or EVM with paper slips generated through the VVPAT system. Senior Advocate Maninder Singh, the poll body's counsel and poll officials are in court to respond to the questions. So, just to repeat it, the court is hearing petitions seeking cross-verification of votes that are cast on the EVMs with paper slips generated through the VVPAT system. Okay.
Yeah. So maybe we can just explain what the VVPAT system is. No?
Yeah. Yeah. You explained it very well to me before the call. So you can,
So it's nothing but a in the EVM, the electronic voting machine, when a person till now or in the past, whenever they were voting, they would go and press a button against the next to the political party's symbols. So then you've pressed it, a red light comes on that machine, and then you know that you've voted. Yeah. Now, some experts believe, lots of people in fact believe, that that response of that just one light blinking and going away is not enough of a user interface as an experience. Okay, I've pressed now, did my vote really go to that party?
Yeah.
Let's say while you're pressing that, and something like a simple LED light can malfunction, can sometimes not work. You press somewhere, kahin aur jal, like, you know, some other party ka symbol lights up. Then there's confusion. It can be rigged. Lots of questions. There is a big trust deficit.
Yes.
That's the space, right?
Yes.
And hence the voter verification paper audit trail, VVPAT as they call it, got introduced.
Okay.
How does the VVPAT machine work? There is a printed slip with a window display. What you pushed, that same symbol will get printed on this machine and go along a roll, and then you're seeing it through a window.
Okay.
So later then they can count that.
Okay. And you don't get a copy of it.
You don't get a copy of it. It's kind of like, think of it as a printer roll that stays within that.
Got it.
But beech mein there is some transparency, that little transparent window mein it will show you yours.
Lovely.
So it's there.
Okay.
It's there for checking.
Okay.
That's the design of this. Now what the Supreme Court came in a few weeks ago, I don't know if it is part of this same petition or case, but I do remember reading a statement from the Supreme Court saying all 100% of VVPAT votes should be tallied.
Okay.
All 100% of votes need to be tallied.
Tallied. So that means the Supreme Court is telling the Election Commission that whatever entry you're getting at the back of the EVM system
should be tallied
with this roll, physical roll that shows where the vote has gone. Okay.
While this discussion is happening, I think new suggestions are coming up.
Okay.
People are like, why can't I get
a copy of that?
Why can't I personally go and put it in the thing? Then it opens up discussions like, are we going back to a paper ballot? Paper ballot, for our younger listeners who don't know about it, is before the EVM, there would used to be a physical paper voting box. So you actually put your symbol on that piece of paper, and then you kind of take that paper and put it into that box, and then people counted that paper.
And this is practiced in most countries, I think,
even
to this day.
Yeah,
most countries still use paper.
Yeah, because it has a certain
authenticity.
It's hard to cheat it. However, we'll not get into the ills of booth capturing and those spaces, because once you use might or force, any system can be cheated.
Correct. Yeah. So, okay, great context setting. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, appearing for one of the petitioners, Advocate Nizam Pasha said a voter should be allowed to take the VVPAT slip after he votes and deposit it in a ballot box. This is what you were saying. When Justice Khanna asked if such a process won't affect the voter's privacy, Mr. Pasha replied, voter privacy cannot be used to defeat voters' rights. Now, Advocate Prashant Bhushan then said that the light on the VVPAT machine should remain on at all times. It now stays on for 7 seconds. One possible solution is, if they can't change glass at this stage, at least the light should remain on at all times, so I can see the slip cutting and falling. No privacy will be compromised. Yeah, so this seems like they are arguing about specifics over here.
Yeah.
That ye karo, wo karo, all of that.
Yeah, and privacy has been, a topic, but it's but like this person rightly said, it is not bigger than authenticity.
Authenticity, yeah. Now, Senior Advocate Sanjay Hegde, also appearing for petitioners, said there should be a separate audit to add greater credibility to the counting process. So, when the court asked if there was any software in the VVPAT printer, the poll body replied in the negative.
Okay.
There is a 4 megabyte flash memory in every PAT which stores symbols. The returning officer prepares electronic ballot, which is loaded into the symbol loading unit. It will give a serial number, name of the candidate, and symbol. Nothing is preloaded. It's not data. It's image format. Yeah, so at least they are saying that therefore it cannot be rigged. The VVPAT cannot be
rigged. Cannot be rigged. Like it's not on the internet anywhere.
Yeah.
Because this was also a concern, right? That China would be, I think India at some point there was a story about how Microsoft or Bill Gates warned India about an AI attack
from the China election process.
Around the elections.
Wow.
So I wondered how what that meant, right?
Now, the Election Commission told the court that all voting machines pass through the mock poll process. Candidates are allowed to pick up randomly 5% machines. The process is repeated on poll day. VVPAT slips are taken out, counted and matched. All machines have different kind of paper seals. At the time when a machine arrives for counting, seal number can be checked, an official said. Now, when the court asked how a voter can check if his or her vote has been cast, the official replied that the poll body gives demonstrations and runs awareness programs for this. The Election Commission also said that voting machines get allocated to constituencies randomly. No spurious unit can be connected to them. They will only recognize sister units. Yeah.
Right.
And then there's all other information by the Election Commission saying that they are kept in strong rooms and they are opened only in presence of candidates. Then basically
like they have the protocol.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when the court asked why it takes more time for counting VVPAT paper slips and if machines can be used for this, the election body said the paper is thin and sticky and is actually not meant for counting. To this, the Supreme Court said that there is a trust factor. There seems to be some disconnect between what you're telling us and what is available in the public domain, and that needs to be bridged, it said. And the poll official replied saying, we have nothing to hide. Yeah, so...
I thought they said, we have nothing to say. Haath upar kar diya.
Jo hai, wo hai. Yeah, so now let me check if there is anything else. So, yeah, what is the VVPAT and what is the case? Okay, this is a final summarization.
Right.
So, the VVPAT, Voter Verified Paper Audit Trail, enables a voter to see if the vote was cast properly and went to the candidate that he/she supports. The VVPAT generates a paper slip that is kept in a sealed cover and can be opened if there is a dispute. Currently, VVPAT slips of 5 randomly selected EVMs in every assembly segment are verified. Amid the opposition's questions and apprehensions regarding the EVM system of voting, the petitions call for cross-verification of every vote. So that is the mota-moti case.
Right.
So they are saying currently only 5 EVM machines across every constituency are tallied. So VVPAT is tallied with the result of the EVM machine.
Yeah.
And they want this to be 100%.
100%.
And this is why Supreme Court and Election Commission saying nahi hoga. Supreme Court is saying trust ka issue hai, kuch karo.
Yeah, it will bring more people to vote.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I think this is the case, Keshav. Now, how do we help, man?
Yeah,
this
it
is
has now reached the FFF court.
It is the last resort.
Last resort. It's
dire straits.
This is a double apex.
Yeah.
Now, what our verdict is fine. This is a two-bed judge. For two bench, I can't even say it right. Two judge bench.
So do you, I feel, you know, I've always felt, okay, Keshav, if the government now today, you look at UPI, you look at Aadhaar as the infrastructure.
Yeah.
You look at income tax, okay?
Yeah.
I feel the government today has no way to say that the tech cannot be managed.
this is what troubles me. You know, how can you bring such an archaic piece from Bharat Electronics Limited and say, yeah, yeah, apne paas best.
Yeah. So, though, the other
side, I mean, I'm not getting into the design and the, all of that, because there is a safety in not keeping it on the internet.
Absolutely. And also a lot of these, okay, Aadhaar, UPI, all of these have been built with private participation.
Yeah, and you can't do that in the case of...
Yeah, which you can't do. But I feel like if the government wants or if the election commission wants, the tech exists, man.
The technology exists, absolutely. So, if we are the same country that produced the Covin app in such a short duration. And then how it became the platform for every...
Yeah, for everything.
Everything. Yeah, so what can we do to increase voter trust? First of all, I think we should also probably issue a general... Or not issue, but at least encourage young people to vote. If this is the first time... you have a opportunity to vote, please exercise your right.
Yeah. And I will confess that this will be the first time that I will vote.
Great. Congratulations. This is a very, very important election vote in.
Yeah.
Because many are dubbing it as possibly the last election.
The last chance you will get to. That's all. That's been the thing over social media. No, the last chance
to save the democracy.
Save the democracy. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds morbid. But in hindsight, it might be very, very true.
Meaningfully, might be. Yeah. There may still be the mask of an election and all of that, but
The next time around, it may be a plebiscite.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, anyway, chalo. Is there a way? So, you know, I feel the best way in which it would build my trust in the system is if there could be what I'm trying to envision, okay, is a process where, see, the end result of the election is public information.
Yeah.
These many votes, down to the number of votes.
Yeah, votes got counted.
Yeah, so at the end of the election, on the result day, you will get to see which candidate has got how many votes and from which constituency they were, all of that. Now, wouldn't it be possible for me as a voter to just go and see if my vote is part of that 18,000, like say if my the candidate I voted for on the end result day, they got 18,000 votes.
Right.
It should be possible for me as a voter to just see if 18,000 ka ek mera hai. And that would give me lots of comfort knowing that, okay, my vote has gone to this person.
Which... I think it's very doable. It's just a searchable PDF.
So it should not be that easy. I'm saying it should be masked, you know, like the...
OTP.
OTP.
The same website where you... So the ECI roles have become very, very public, user-friendly this time.
Yes.
Like, you know, how you could make edits. You know, last time you could not do these things yourself. You had to go to a poll board, the ECI office. So now I managed to do a lot of that work myself online. I've got my name on the roll, the edits.
Super.
Everything got done online. I don't have the physical card with me.
But you don't need it.
Change of addresses and all of that. Yeah. But I'm like, take care. It gives me the confidence that I can take my Aadhaar card with me and this printout.
Yeah.
And I'm good.
Yes.
This same system can easily... have another part to it, which is what you are suggesting. Right?
Yeah. Because see, I feel like if this power, or if this, it's not even a power, it's a right, I feel. If this right is given to citizens, to be able to see if their vote is part of the end result, the EC doesn't have to get involved only.
Yeah.
Because the EC doesn't have to defend itself anymore.
What a superb point, Hussain.
The ECI, yeah. Election Commission. Yeah.
Man, Hussain, you've... Trust, I mean, I don't know if I should bring your profession or career into this, but trust a chartered accountant to think with such clarity and say, ki boss, tum kya chupa raha hai?
Yeah. It's that simple, no?
Yeah.
Then all they need to say is, okay, you go and check. And if your name, your number, your vote is not part of that 18,000.
Then RTIs will come in, PILs will come in.
VVPAT will come in.
Everything will come in. Na, because people, suddenly thousands of people will be like, mera vote kidhar hai, mera vote kidhar hai. The voices will rise.
Yeah.
And if you have nothing to hide, you will be transparency friendly. Na? We are just saying ki, are you okay to be transparent?
Yeah. And I think that is, so, you know, this debate we are having, Keshav, I feel where the worry is, and because I know it is a large country, I know there are vested interests, there's money, there is lots of dirty shit happening behind the scene. Yeah. So the worry becomes, I think, is always privacy. The argument is always voter privacy. Okay. Yeah. Now, as an individual, do you, if there was a leak, if someone got your information and was able to identify that in this year you voted for this person from this party. See, you and I are inconsequential, okay? Like, no one will really care who we voted for, etc. But say if this happened to someone
very big,
a public,
like, we figure. Find out that Narendra Modi voted for Rahul Gandhi because that hug in parliament finally landed.
Yeah,
he's like, oh my god, I'm feeling the love now.
Yeah,
main to isi ko vote dunga.
At that moment when he was about to press the button
na mohabbat ka dukaan khul gaya.
Cool. So that's what I'm saying. Now, if that happens, and screenshots started circulating, okay, this guy voted for that guy.
Yeah.
What is the risk? Like, how do you solve for that?
I think OTP, man, simple.
OTP, no? So
we have this. So exactly the same systems that we do for other. I'm saying our paperwork is so rigid. Ki, जिसको इन्फॉर्मेशन खुद का चाहिए होता, दैट पर्सन डज नॉट स्ट्रगल, तो दूसरा क्या निकालेगा?
गुड पॉइंट.
लाइक आई थिंक आवर बिगेस्ट डिफेंस अगेंस्ट इंटरनेशनल थ्रेट्स लाइक चाइना इज आवर रेड टेप व्हिच ट्रिकल्स इनटू टेक्नोलॉजी आल्सो. 2FA, हम लोग 2FA कर देगा. 3FA, तुम्हारा फोन पे ओटीपी, बाप का फोन पे ओटीपी, दादा का फोन पे ओटीपी, गो, 3 जनरेशंस का लेके आओ.
एक्चुअली वन ऑफ, आई वाज डूइंग समथिंग नाउ, सो इट नीड्स अ फोन ओटीपी एंड एन ईमेल ओटीपी.
या
इट्स नेक्स्ट लेवल मैन.
या
सो या ओटीपी इज सच अ ग्रेट टूल एक्चुअली.
इट इज, नो.
एंड एवरी, इट्स फेयर टू से दैट मोस्ट वोटर्स हैव फोन. सो यू नो, केशव, आई फील लाइक
देयर इज अ प्रॉब्लम देयर. या फोन वाला सिस्टम, there will be an argument saying सबके पास फोन नहीं है.
फोन नहीं है. I feel it is time we make having a phone number mandatory to vote. Okay, I know this is a very it comes from privilege. I fully agree.
Yeah.
Okay, but I feel like a phone, at least a feature phone today, and a phone number, don't you think it has become a necessity? And
I have a sim. Then I think we've done this before the moral code of conduct. Anyway, they break those rules.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, let the parties only distribute phones. Purana 3310, tumhi baat to.
And now the EVM is not rigged. That phone number is
rigged. Phone number is rigged. They didn't distribute. They did nothing. All the phones are sitting in one central strong room.
Now people are demanding वो फोन में से VVPAT निकालो.
वो फोन में से निकालो, OTP चाहिए. In the end, the screenshot is basically a picture of that feature phone. It's gone backwards. I think this is how we go backwards. We have all the technology, but in the process of leveling, in the process of democratizing.
You realize that, but I think, okay, and I think the solution will lie in making sure that at least everyone, to be able to vote, you should have a phone. Yeah.
So there was a phone number. There was another suggestion, which again went into the whole counting and manual, which accounted for voter trust. They said, okay, after you push the button, that printed slip doesn't automatically fall into the ballot box.
Okay.
You get it.
Okay.
You sign it.
Oh.
If you can't sign it, you put an anguta. That then gets put in the box.
So it's as good as a manual vote also.
It is also as good as a manual vote. So you're voting twice essentially, and your trust factor also gets sorted. So we'll be doing both essentially.
Yeah. No, but Keshav, you know, so the problem I see with all of these things, I do not know ultimately if my vote was part of the final count.
It is now because you've signed.
But still,
I saw a paper.
So listen to me. If you go and you sign and put your chitti, you click on the EVM.
I don't know how much force they used in the back. We don't know what happened.
You don't know if your vote is part of the end count of that candidate. I am saying if you can give me a way to verify if my vote was part of the end vote that is displayed for that candidate on the result day. With privacy, nothing else is needed.
So it seems like privacy seems to be the what do you call the casualty here?
Yes.
Right. And I think given the stakes, thoda agar privacy maar kha leta hai, toh I feel it is okay because we are India at the end of the day.
Yeah.
As a country, space is not our greatest asset or ally, na? Culturally also, we are not big on
privacy
and space. So, thoda if it takes a beating, it is okay. In fact, I remember my dad telling me about one of the earliest elections that he had seen as a kid in the like 50s.
Okay.
Apparently, it used to be just colored boxes.
Okay. Means party ka color.
Haan, parties were also, there were only two or three parties at that time. I think there was a yellow box, a green box and a white, or yellow, red and green or something like that. And you put paper in these boxes.
Okay.
Or colored paper in these boxes. And that's it. So if I am putting a piece of paper in a colored box, everybody knows ki mera vote kahan ja raha hai. At least at the time of the cast of the ballot.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
That is also not privacy, right?
Yeah, that's not
especially
privacy.
In a rural environment where there is a lot of arm twisting. Ki tu wahan kaise gaya tu vote dal, is box mein aake dal.
Yeah.
Right. So it, what I'm trying to suggest or say is that the risk to privacy that we have today, it is nothing compared to the what it used to be, where you couldn't exercise your right out because of fears. Today, though, at least you can cast freely.
Yeah.
You know,
So
privacy of caste, privacy of voting, वहाँ से आता है, so that you can exercise your right freely without external forces because of the caste system. You know that. That's why the curtains and all of that. So after you have voted, I don't think privacy matters.
Matters. Yeah.
Is my understanding.
Great observation. Yeah.
You know? So if now we look at it like that, saying ki privacy can thoda gaya to jaane do.
Yeah. So then to
what you are saying is super apna online hi kar do, I can search my number.
Yeah.
On that epic roll. And see if the win is epic or not.
Yeah, man. I think Yeah, so the concern, you know, Keshav, I think where it comes from is, okay, individual chalo, individual privacy, one person ka vote, even if it is a big person, whatever, chalo, thoda time people will remember and forget. But I think collectively the risk is higher, no? Because you can influence regions by showing certain news, not showing certain news. That becomes then the argument. But again, I feel like, see, at the end of the day, Keshav, if I am a voter and I know that my vote has gone and is actually counted, then there are no problems. Okay, then it means the process is working and it means that the people's votes are going where they should.
Right.
And if it doesn't show up in that, then there will be an uproar, either because ECI is not doing its work properly or China is hacking or whatever. No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ultimately, that test will reveal some problem and the authorities will have to figure out where that problem lies.
Yeah. And do you anticipate, like, what other solution is there then?
To increase my trust in the process?
Not increase, to make my trust foolproof.
Oh, foolproof.
Because nothing, see, that's the beauty of, it's very binary trust in this case.
And abhi to nahi hai.
Abhi to gray hai. Haan. Gray se zero hai. Because anything less than black or white is useless.
Yeah. It has to be 100% or nothing. Wahi 99% na? Doesn't matter.
Will not work in this case.
To be honest, this would give me 100% trust. If I can see that my vote has, if I wouldn't have voted, that person's count would have been 7,999 and not 18,000.
Yeah. I think that's a very, very, very good way of checking. Maybe what we can do is make it like a two-voter check.
Mm-hmm.
Like you and I are voters.
Okay.
You and I are also friends who trust each other.
Yes.
Only if both of us combine and check, will we be able to check.
So a buddy system, basically.
A buddy system to beat bots, to beat... Like use the capability of humans.
Okay.
To organize and search.
That means you need at least one other
human. One other person. One
who
human.
Has voted.
Who has voted to help you with this thing.
Or tum uska dekho, wo aapka dekhega. That way. You know, in
however
tests,
you do. Yeah. And then, and then you can create a new thing where that one cannot be for hundreds. So that agent ne ban raha hai log. Because we know how we work.
And that gets registered along with your number. With your number, your buddy is registered.
Yeah, for that brief moment, your number gets... Bar-bar wo number aa raha hai, so that means there's a problem. So it's almost like saying ki you are, let's say, in a village. You don't have a phone. Everybody knows somebody who has a phone. So just find that one person who has voted with a phone. Tumko tumhara mil jayega.
Verification mil jayega.
We may have solved the mother of democracies, mother of all problems.
Yeah, man.
We can retire.
So, you know, I feel, Keshav, if this is opened up to the private sector to solve, okay, to not implement, but
just to
solve,
just to solve,
I feel there'll be brilliant solutions.
Yeah,
available.
If we are sitting here and doing this, throwing around, just shooting the breeze rubbish. Imagine what the big four would do.
And I have another great idea, okay? Say, imagine the VVPAT. It's a printer, okay? Yeah. So when you press your vote, what if you get a code? And then you type in that code into the results page.
Later to go and check.
Later.
This
and
is,
check.
Man, this is genius. VVPAT has to print a unique
code.
600 digit
each.
Alphanumeric code.
Special characters, sab kuch.
Wahan baith ke likh raha hai sab. Election khatam hi nahi ho raha hai.
Wo VVPAT ka print out hi nahi khatam ho raha
hai. Paper khatam ho gaya. Next election ka time aa gaya.
Okay, thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you, guys. We hope you enjoyed this election special. Don't forget to vote. And yes, also, don't forget to share our podcast.
Oh, yes. At the, you know, there's waiting in line. So you can share also then.
Share this.
Yeah, and you can follow us on Instagram and Spotify.
Yes.
And you can also send money, PayPal, yes, and UPI.
Money is very nice.
Yeah. It's always appreciated.
Always.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.